From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We mentioned earlier this week that the U.S. military in Iraq planned to release 9 captive Iranians, some of whom have been held for 3 years. Today, the men were freed. As U.S. officials suggested, Iran had reduced the flow of arms and ammunition to Iraqi militants. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports from Baghdad.
In a statement, the U.S. military said the men were released after a careful review of their records concluded they were no longer a security risk and there was no intelligence value in continuing to hold them. They were handed over to the Iraqi government, which then transferred them to the Iranian embassy in Baghdad, where they were greeted by Ambassador Hassan Qommi.
We received 9 Iranian citizens from the Iraqi government this morning, including 2 employees of the Iranian consulate in Erbil.
U.S. troops seized 5 Iranians during a raid in the northern city of Erbil last January. Iran insisted those detained were diplomats, but U.S. officials said they were members of the Quds Force, an elite wing of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps that's been accused of funneling arms and ammunition to militants in Iraq. Washington recently labeled the Quds Force a terrorist organization. The U.S. is still holding 3 of the 5 individuals seized in Erbil, but U.S. military spokesman Rear Admiral Greg Smith announced earlier this week that the other 2 would be let go.
The 2 individuals of Erbil 5 remain identified as Quds Force associates, but their individual threat to this country's security has been deemed to be insignificant.
While U.S. officials deny any quid pro quo, the release of the Iranians came after Tehran reportedly assured the Iraqi government it would stop the flow of weapons into Iraq. Since then, the U.S. military says there has been a drop in the supply of one of the deadliest types of roadside bombs, known as explosively formed penetrators. EFPs can cut through the heaviest of armor. The U.S. military accused Iran of giving them to Shiite militias in Iraq. Again, Rear Admiral Smith.
It is our best judgment that these particular EFPs that we defined in the most recent large cache finds do not appear to have arrived here in Iraq. After those pledges were made.
Smith warned the Iranians released today not to try to re-enter Iraq.
We trust them to carry through, and if they don't, they'll be held accountable for that. And I suspect in the same way, they will as the government that they come from, in the case of Iran, will be held accountable for their future activities.
The Iranian embassy said the other 7 who were freed today had no connection with its government. Iran says most of them were in Iraq on pilgrimages to Shiite religious shrines. But today's U.S. military statement says 2 of them were captured in Sunni towns and 2 others during an operation aimed at militants of al-Qaeda in Iraq. The U.S. military says it's still holding 11 Iranians captured in Iraq. Ambassador Qommi says he believes that figure is closer to 20. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.